Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's April 13th, 2011. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, is responsible for overseeing all medical devices sold in the United States. Marcia Cross, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently testified before Congress on concerns GAO has identified with FDA's oversight of these devices. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Marcia to learn more.
Can you give some examples of what we mean when we talk about medical devices?
Well, medical devices encompasses a huge range of medical equipment. It's virtually every item in your doctor's office or a hospital, everything from the examining table to the blood pressure cuff, thermometers, all the way up through hip implants, pacemakers, MRI devices, CAT scans. Virtually every piece of equipment used in medical care is a medical device.
And how does FDA work to ensure that new medical devices like these are safe when they come onto the market?
Well, there are three broad categories of medical devices. The low-risk devices like the paper drapes that you use, the tongue depressors, other kinds of simple things. Manufacturers just have to follow certain controls in their manufacturing, and they just have to notify FDA. For what are called medium-risk devices, there is a process where FDA has to clear that application before a manufacturer can market the device. And these are for things where there is already an existing device like it on the market. For the higher-risk devices, which would include many but not all implanted devices and other really complicated types of equipment, there is a pre-market approval process where you have to provide clinical data and submit much more extensive information to FDA, and there is an approval process that's required for those devices.
GAO looked at these pre-market review procedures in a 2009 report and made some recommendations to FDA. What sort of progress has been made since then?
Yes. When we looked in 2009, we were looking at those medium-risk and high-risk devices. Really, we were focused on the process for the medium-risk devices, which is called a 510K clearance based on the section of the law. So when we took a look and put out our report in 2009, we found that there were still more than two dozen types of high-risk devices that were being allowed to be cleared through this medium-risk device process, the 510K process. They have made a little bit of progress since our report. They did make it a strategic priority to address these device types, and they went out in the first steps of rulemaking to gather information from companies. So far, they've completed the process for one of these types, but there are still 26 device types that are allowed to be cleared until they complete this process. Devices are still coming on the market through this process that we believe and FDA acknowledges may require the more stringent PMA process.
And when a medical device does make it through the pre-market approval process or is cleared through the 510K process and is then later found to be unsafe, it's recalled. How common is the recall process and how does that work?
Well, recalls can happen even to the lowest risk devices. There can be a reason either there was a problem in the manufacturing of the device or there was a problem in the design of the device or there was a problem in the instructions for the use that the manufacturer put out or there was some unrecognized issue in the way in which it would be used. All of those things could result in a recall. In total, there are an average of about 700 recalls a year, and usually the manufacturer either on their own identifies a problem or they hear from the users that there's a problem, and they initiate a recall voluntarily. FDA has the authority to require a recall, but virtually all recalls are initiated voluntarily by the manufacturer.
For consumers who may be considering or in need of one of these medical devices, what's the bottom line here?
If a patient's going to get an implant, something like a hip implant or a pacemaker or something else, they may want to do a little checking on their own before that to talk with their physician about what kind of device, what brand, make, model of a device is going to be used to be implanted into their body, and check themselves whether or not there's a recall notification out for that device.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.